Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today I'd like to answer a question which came up in response to my recent videos on the evidence of decline in IQ, which is the consequent likely collapse of civilization, which is the idea that AI, artificial intelligence, will increase, will deal with this problem, will mean that civilization will be able to be sustained and will carry on, and that secondly, genetic engineering will allow us to deal with this problem and reverse it and become more intelligent, and so civilization won't collapse. Now, I dealt with this at last night's Jolly Heretic, but for those who didn't watch it, I want to look at it again. First of all, with regard to AI. Artificial intelligence, what we're talking about is computers, and what we're therefore talking about is something that is reliant on the global IT system. The global IT system is itself reliant on economic supply chains. Now, whether we do not develop really fantastic artificial intelligence, it is irrelevant to the fact that these supply chains are decaying, and that as with the decline of intelligence and as the decline of intelligence increases, these supply chains will decay even more, such that eventually you cannot even rely on the electricity that you require in order to power the AI. So therefore, for this reason alone, we would not expect artificial intelligence to slow down, or to any particular massive extent slow down, the decline of civilization. Ultimately, intelligence is declining. It is declining for genetic reasons. And so what that eventually means is that we cannot sustain the infrastructure of civilization. We cannot sustain national electricity grids. We cannot sustain supply chains for the materials that are necessary to sustain the AI. We end up in a situation like you have in parts of the world now, where there is no national electricity grid because it's so unreliable, and all electricity has to be powered by individual generators and so forth. And so it really isn't possible for AI to do very much in that context. It requires a very complex infrastructure. The infrastructure is predicted to decay. And although there might be a degree to which AI could come up with interesting ideas which slow down the decay, it is impossible that it will completely overcome the decay, because ultimately it is reliant on those infrastructures. The second idea is that there would be genetic engineering, that intelligence is in decline for genetic reasons, but we can intervene and we can make sure that people that are more intelligent have more children, or manipulate people's genes so that they have more intelligent children, and all of this sort of thing. This seems to be most improbable. The situation in which that would have to happen would be a situation in which people were highly group-oriented and deeply concerned about the good of their species or the good of their group, and in which they were also not particularly religious, and they didn't have certain religious ideas about the sanctity of life and that sort of thing. That is when this would work. And that period, that optimum balance, which perhaps was there 100 years ago, has now gone. We are in the grip of a highly individually oriented society, in the sense of being focused on individual moral foundations based around harm avoidance and equality. And it would be anathema to most people to be able to institute a policy which said that we are going to manipulate people's genes such that they become more intelligent. You would get people talking about how immoral this was, what do we mean by intelligence, they'd say. Surely we should have a diversity of different viewpoints, including those from the non-intelligent. Surely intelligence is just a horrible imperialistic way of imposing evil right-wing Nazi policies and whatever. So in that kind of highly group-oriented mania, there is no way you could institute the kinds of policies that would be necessary. Secondly, what's happening in terms of the breeding patterns is that if you control for intelligence, the main people that are breeding are basically people that are conservative religious types. Those people do not have much truck when it comes to eugenics. They're against it. They are opposed to abortion. There is a degree to which they are pathologically altruistic. So they wouldn't be interested in this kind of thing either. They would be opposed to eugenics. They would want to let God's will occur, and not to interfere with God's divine plan. What you would need would be irreligious, yet highly rational people. And those people are a tiny minority at any given time. And there is no way they would be able to do this. Thirdly, even if it wasn't done via genetic engineering and it was done by more classical eugenic measures, well, you'd have to make sure that a third of the population essentially didn't pass on their genes every generation, anyone below the IQ of 92, just to break even. Well, there's no way that you would be able to do that. That would cause revolution and uprising and the whole thing would simply break down. So I don't see that either of those possibilities, AI or genetic engineering, will rescue the decline of civilization. Civilization is in decline. It's in massive, precipitous decline. We are likely to be at an IQ of 85 by the end of the century in a context in which that's the highest, you know, there is. I'm afraid that there's that is the average IQ based on per capita major innovation of what we had in about 1100. And I really don't see how AI or genetic engineering can compensate for this genetically induced decline.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke, joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!